Hey, I'm Amani Alugbala.
Hi all, this is Angela Beeler.
And what brings you here today?
We are excited to be here to talk about this action that is happening on the 17th of April, Saturday at 3 p.m. We're going to be doing a number of things, but mostly honoring the life of Edson Thevenin, who was murdered by Troy police officer here 5 years ago to the day. We'll also be connecting that instance of police violence and the brutality that is inflicted on Black communities to a number of other local instances of violation of Black life as an opportunity as a community to come together to raise our voices against this continued destruction on Black communities and Black bodies, and also give an opportunity for us to heal together, to grieve together, and to vision a world where Black life matters and a city that isn't divided through racism and all the other divides that we see and we live within.
The event is called Spring Into Action, Flowers for Black Life. The idea is to both honor those whose lives have been taken, starting with that of Edson Thevenin for that day, and honoring those who have lived, who have survived, who are surviving. And the thought is to have a gathering, but also to bring flowers, stones, crystals, flags, other offerings. As we gather to remember and make space, both to mourn and to celebrate and to honor.
Who are you hoping will come?
I think we're hoping everyone who cares about a city where all members of the city, all citizens of the city, all visitors of the city are safe. Edson was murdered on his way home from celebrating his brother's birthday. I have family members who don't live here. I want them to be able to come here and celebrate me and my life and be able to make it home safely. And so anyone who recognizes that is a disgusting, atrocious injustice to be lynched, essentially, and to not receive any kind of justice from this legal system. Anybody who can recognize that that is an issue should come. Anybody who is mourning and grieving, we still have the is the trial of Derek Chauvin still going on? Probably, while we have Daunte Wright's name just really fresh on our ears and our mouths, and just still have yet to see any justice for Breonna Taylor. And like, really, we could spend this whole time listing folks across the country, across the world, and in our city who deserve better. And so, anyone who recognizes that, anyone who has a heart, an ear, and some time and wants to be in community, we would like them to come out.
You were meeting at a real divide, a physical divide in the city, which is underneath the Hoosick Bridge, also known as the Collar Street Bridge. It is where Edson's life was taken 5 years ago, and it also is this physical marker of Hoosick Street that was built and built a divide in the city. And so, by meeting at that point, the hope is to reach people who are passing by, people who may not have known and will stop because they see it, people who have heard about it, but those who feel that they want to gather in this time where there's, as Amani said, there's so many things that so many places where lives have been taken and justice has not been served. And so the hope is to gather and support each other and envision this world that can be celebrating, honoring, protecting, and loving all, and particularly Black life.
So you both, I believe, were part of the Reimagine group that the city council put together last year. And the city just filed their report in response to Executive Order 203 by Governor Cuomo, tasking municipalities to look at embedded racism in police departments. Do you see this event as part of that larger story?
Yes and no. So yes, we were convened in a committee that Sue Steele initiated.
City Council member Sue Steele.
Yes. And we didn't have much hope in that process to begin with, and we left it with just as little as we began with. That report is a sham. And, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time sharing their views and their pains, their traumas, and they were not listened to, they were tokenized, they were diminished. You know, during that process at every meeting, the mayor said, this is just the beginning of a conversation. So this, I think, rally is one to say, that was not the beginning of the conversation. You didn't even have the conversation. During that, you refused to say the name of Edson Thevenin in particular. And so we, you know, 2 weeks out from that report being released, we're saying we are reminding the city of this life that was taken 5 years ago and how little you respect Black life by showing that you will not even say his name. So, yes, we can't separate it from that series of events that just happened, where the city, you know, basically invested very little time in thinking about possible reform and reinvention. But it is far, far beyond that.
For anyone who's listening who can't physically be there on Saturday but still wants to support, is there anything that they can do?
Yes. Folks can always send donations. You know, we've just seen right here in Albany, police officers taking on extreme tactics using pepper spray and what's the other one that they use, tear gas. All of these things have already been declared by the United Nations as weapons of war, but they're being used on citizens who are just exercising their right to protest. So we've seen things like that happen. So we're just trying to be prepared in the case that, you know, officers are taking out aggression on people who are just trying to come together, celebrate, honor, uplift, and just demand some kind of justice. And so we want supplies and, you know, we have to purchase things like water and, you know, making sure medics teams have everything that they need. But we're really not anticipating that kind of energy. We see Troy PD likes to, you know, engage in harmful behavior towards folks sometimes when there's less eyes on them. And so we're not really expecting too much, but we are making other kinds of purchases, like, you know, flowers and other kinds of things to honor folks at like these different altars we're going to make. We're hoping that folks just continue to stay informed and inform other folks about what's happening. What are some other ways you think people can support Angela?
On social media, you can find Troy for Black Lives. You can also find Reimagine Troy New York for updates on future events during the summer. And yes, as Amani said, donations can be taken through Troy for Black Lives for this and for future events.
Yeah, we're definitely anticipating this to be a series of things. So folks should stay tuned.
In our last minute, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you think people should know?
You know, there's like so much history in Troy. And so much of that history is about loss and trauma, but there is also a deep history of innovation, creation, abolition. And I think these series of events that go on throughout the summer is about looking at all of these layers and holding them together within us, so that, as Amani said, we can deepen your relationship to the tremendous contributions that Black and Brown life has made in this country, in the city, in this world.
One thing I'm really passionate about right now is just like how Black lives will not matter in this country. Is really, we're talking about Black death, right? Why isn't Black death cared about, responded to? But, you know, Black lives, in my opinion, and many other people's opinion, won't matter until Black life is really respected, honored, valued, cherished. So that means, you know, not just like sham diversity efforts of just having more Black and Brown places, faces, and, you know, predominantly white and colonial spaces. It really means like valuing the philosophies, the arts, the contributions of Black life, and making sure that children in this city have opportunities, like somewhere, something to do. I'm from a place where there's so much to do for kids. There's really hardly anything safe, healthy, and wholesome in this city. And it just feels like so much is invested in those of us who are white and who have lots of money, But there is just this shadow over all the other parts of Troy. We also know that all these statistics say that there'll be less crime and less harm and less like horrible things happening if folks just had more light on their streets. Like, can't we just get some energy and investments into people's everyday lives based on actual statistics that prove what will take care of people? And I just also can't believe that there's nowhere for folks to go, or no help for folks to get in, like the response with the arson that happened recently in our city. I'm just used to, right, like places where there are more support for people to meet their basic needs. But Troy, consistently, we see how it is mutual aid and people taking care of people that are keeping people safe, and our government owes our people better.